News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The extremely severe cyclone Amphan, packing winds of up to 190 km per hour, on Wednesday rampaged through coastal Odisha and West Bengal, dumping heavy rain, swamping homes and farmland and leaving at least three people dead, said officials. While a man and a woman were reported killed when trees came crashing down on them in North 24 Parganas district of West Bengal, a 13-year-old girl died in a similar incident in adjoining Howrah. No casualties have yet been reported from Odisha. But West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, monitoring the situation from the State Secretariat, claimed at least 10 to 12 people lost their lives. Area after area has been ruined. I have experienced a war-like situation today. At least 10 to 12 people have died. Nandigram, Ramnagar, the two districts of North and South 24 Parganas are destroyed, she said. With rains continuing, she said the hardest hit areas were not immediately accessible and authorities said they can only make a proper assessment of the destruction on Thursday morning. In neighbouring Bangladesh, officials said at least four people were killed with power supplies cut off in some districts. Authorities there had shifted around 2.4 million people to more than 15,000 storm shelters this week. Bangladeshi officials also said they had moved hundreds of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar living on a flood-prone island in the Bay of Bengal, to shelter. After making landfall at 2:30 p.m. yesterday between Digha in Bengal and Hathiya Island in Bangladesh, Amphan cut a swathe through the coastal areas, flattening fragile dwellings, uprooting trees and electric poles. At least 6.58 lakh people were evacuated in Bengal and Odisha before the cyclone struck. The forward sector of the wall cloud region is entering into land in West Bengal. The intensity of the cyclone near its center as the landfall process started was recorded at 160 to 170 km per hour, gusting to 190 km per hour, said the weather department. National Disaster Response Force Chief S.N. Pradhan said 20 teams of the Federal Force had already begun road clearing operations in Odisha, while the 19 units deployed in Bengal were shifting people to safety. Quoting figures made available by the two states, Pradhan said over 5 lakh people were evacuated in Bengal and more than 1.58 lakh in Odisha. Television footage showed gigantic tidal waves crashing into a seawall in Digha close to the landfall site. Thick sheets of rain blurred the vast coastline in the two states and surging waters engulfed mud and thatch houses, flattening them in a trice. Heavy machinery was moved in to clear the roads blocked by falling trees. A video clip of an under-construction Kolkata skyscraper showed huge aluminium sheets flying like bird feathers in the air. India Meteorological Department Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said gale strength winds speeding at 160 to 170 km per hour were pounding south and north 24 Parganas and east Midnapur districts and could be gusting up to 184 km per hour. He said the wall of the eye of the monster cyclone, the most explosive part of a cyclonic system, triggered copious rain in the three districts. The eye of the storm itself was 30 kilometers in diameter, he said. Mohapatra said the intensity of the rain and winds accompanying it could deceptively look like ebbing away briefly, but will surge afresh once the rear sector of the storm has reached the landmass. The whole cyclonic system reached the landmass by 7 p.m. before moving forward in fury. Despite losing its force a bit since Tuesday, the storm, which was categorized as super cyclone at one point of time, left the two eastern states on edge as it hollowed on its destructive path. Banerjee said the enormity of the devastation will become clearer by Thursday when the storm will have passed over the state. In Odisha, intense rainfall was recorded in several areas of Puri, Khurda, Jagatsingpur, Katak, Kendrapada, Jajpur, Ganjam, Bhadrak and Balasore districts since Tuesday. The rains and high-velocity winds ebbed away by late Wednesday night, but not before causing massive damage to standing crops, plantations and infrastructure. A tidal surge of up to 5 meters occurred in North and South 24 Parganas and East Midnapur districts of Bengal, inundating vast tracts of land, officials said. The turbulence will likely extend to Assam and Meghalaya, triggering heavy to very heavy rain on Thursday. India on Wednesday rejected Nepal's decision to issue a revised map that included Limpiadhura, Lipulekh and Kalapani. In a sharp reaction, Anurag Srivastava, spokesperson for Ministry of External Affairs, said, "This unilateral act is not based on historical facts and evidence. Such artificial enlargement of territorial claims will not be accepted by India." Nepal's Ministry of Land Management officially released the map on Wednesday afternoon. During a televised press conference, Land Reforms Minister Padma Aryal unveiled the new map. Addressing the parliament on Tuesday, Nepalese Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli had said, "The territories belong to Nepal, but India has made it a disputed area by keeping its army there. Nepalese were blocked from going there after India stationed its army," he said. A cabinet meeting chaired by Oli on Monday endorsed the new map incorporating Kalapani, Lipulekh and Limpiadhura as territories of Nepal. The new map has been updated in the schedule of the constitution and coat of arms and will be kept at government offices, said Aryal, adding it will be tabled in parliament for necessary constitution amendment. The move comes weeks after Foreign Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said efforts were on to resolve the border issue with India through diplomatic initiatives. He had also summoned the Indian ambassador to Nepal, Vinay Kavatra, 2 days after India inaugurated the link road in Pithoragarh in Uttarakhand to Lipulekh, raising objections against the move. India had responded to the objections, saying the road lies completely within the territory of India. The MEA spokesperson had further added that the road follows the pre-existing route used by pilgrims of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. Under the present project, the same road has been made pliable for the ease and convenience of pilgrims, locals and traders, he had said. India had underlined the fact that it is committed to resolving outstanding boundary issues through diplomatic dialogue. After the release of the revised map by Nepal on Wednesday, India said it hopes the Nepalese leadership will create a positive atmosphere for diplomatic dialogue. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Wednesday that she called President Donald Trump morbidly obese because he's put down women for their weight, and besides, she suggested, the president could lose a few pounds himself. "I gave him a dose of his own medicine. He's called women one thing or another over time, and I thought he thinks that passes off as humor in certain cultures," Pelosi told reporters at her weekly press conference. "I was only quoting what doctors had said about him, so I was being factual in a very sympathetic way. For the record, the president is obese, but not morbidly so." Pelosi on Monday called Trump morbidly obese. He responded by dismissing her as a waste of time. Pelosi's level of sympathy is unclear. "Even as a crisis ravages Americans and the U.S. economy, the two are barely speaking to each other. They have sparred since the beginning of the Trump presidency and more sharply since Pelosi ascended to the speakership in 2019 for the second time. The topics have ranged from the historic, a government shutdown and Trump's impeachment, to playground quality name-calling, and who has the last word." For several years, the slogan "Release the Snyder Cut" has reverberated online as a rallying cry, both genuine and ironic. On Wednesday, comic book movie fans finally got their wish. Warner Brothers Pictures announced that a director's cut of Zack Snyder's 2017 DC Comics film Justice League will next year debut on the streaming service HBO Max. Snyder first announced the news himself in a live video conference commentary for a Superman film, Man of Steel. The so-called "Release the Snyder Cut" movement began around the release of Justice League, a movie that Snyder directed but was replaced in post-production by Joss Whedon. The Avengers director, who was credited as co-writer, oversaw extensive reshoots, editing and visual effects. By then, Snyder's stewardship of the DC Comics films had drawn much criticism. His previous film, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, rated 28% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. But some fans remained loyal, even as Warner Brothers reshuffled their approach to DC films. At the time of his departure, Warner Brothers said Snyder was stepping away to be with his family following the death of his 20-year-old daughter. Snyder remained the sole credited director of Justice League, and it was likewise panned by critics, 40% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and considered a disappointment by most fans. But some have maintained that Snyder's vision of the film would have been better. In November, even the film's stars Ben Affleck and Gal Gadot added to the chorus on Twitter. "Since I got here 14 months ago, the chant to release the Snyder Cut has been a daily drumbeat in our offices and inboxes. Well, the fans have asked and we are thrilled to finally deliver," said Robert Greenblatt, chairman of Warner Media Entertainment, in a statement. It is unclear if another Snyder cut ever existed before the director's departure. Speaking to fans during the Man of Steel watch party, Snyder said he still had work to do on it. "I want to thank HBO Max and Warner Brothers for this brave gesture of supporting artists and allowing their true visions to be realized," Snyder said in a statement. "Also, a special thank you to all of those involved in the Snyder Cut movement for making this a reality." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.